Those who can, do. Those who cannot, do it on the internet. FancyPantsGangsters.com.
Welcome once again to the Well-Fed Guide to Life, brought to you in part by HopChart.com. My name is Dave. With me, as always, is the... I got nothing today.
You got nothing.
Yeah. It's cold out again.
It's cold.
We're
Your brain is frozen.
My brain... It's shutting down. It's in holiday overload. It is the eve to New Year's Eve. And
New Year's Eve, yes.
Yes. And we are at the Free House in the North Loop neighborhood of Minneapolis. We're just down the street from Barlick Grasa and Bewitch, which we've been to before. We're just down the street also from Cuzzy's, which we enjoyed a viciously unhealthy burger at a couple months ago.
Which is what I'm going to have today. I'm repeating myself. The North Loop is just... It's becoming just unhealthiness for me.
It's where you go for self-punishment.
It's where I go for punishment.
Yep. Free House is from the same restaurant group that brought you the Lowry and Groveland Tap.
It's the Blue Plate Special Group.
Yes, it is. And it's their newest offering.
Which we seem to have a very mixed history with.
Yes, we do. And I think this might be a huge conglomeration of that. You looking for a plate?
I'm looking for a neck.
Ah.
Plate would also be good too.
I think this could be a right in the middle type place. We were both intrigued by the whimsical menu of the place. Just right off the bat, just sitting down, it's a lot of I wouldn't say double entendres, but very.
I think you hit it on the head. It's very whimsical.
Yeah.
You know, they've got stuff. One of their breakfast dishes is just called America.
Right.
Not America, just America. And it just described as eggs, meat, and toast. You know, I'm guessing you get a choice, but just the way it's presented is very, very fun.
Right.
You know, and if I can say anything at this point, this is probably the strongest first impression I've had on a place in a while. I mean, the layout is nice. It's very open. You know, we're right down the street from Smack Shack.
Mm-hmm.
And that has much higher ceilings. It's much more of a converted warehouse than this is. I mean, this is clearly, you know, there's something... this is a converted something. I don't know if it's a warehouse, but it's got, you know, the exposed ductwork and all that.
Mm-hmm.
But we're higher up, so it seems... It's interesting because we're higher up, so there's less floor-to-ceiling room than the Smack Shack, but the sight lines are a lot bigger. So the room seems a lot bigger and more open than
it's a much
the
more expansive space than that.
Yeah.
Gives the appearance of both on the outside.
Mm-hmm.
If there was ever an open floor plan for a restaurant, this would be it. And it is staggered, much like stepped up.
Yep.
So you have a bar on what would be a
kind of terraced, yeah.
Terraced, thank you. So the bar is on the first level of the terrace. We're on the second level, and then there's a third level that has some tables and nice, comfy booths. I mean,
mm-hmm.
it's definitely got that new restaurant smell to it.
Yeah.
You know, they haven't quite gotten the sheen rubbed off yet. You know, nobody's thrown up on the floor yet.
No. Give it time.
Mm-hmm.
It will happen.
Mm-hmm. So we started off with some food already.
We did. Well, first we got a drink. I mean, this place, the Free House, is it's a brew pub, microbrew, whatever you want to call it. At the current time, they have four offerings, which they just number 1 through 4. I went with the number 3, which is their brown ale. It's decent. It's hitting the spot right now because, you know, browns are, for me, winter beers. And it's got that nice little bit of nuttiness, nice little bit of body to it without going to, like, the stout category.
Yep.
And I think I would compare it favorably to, like, a Newcastle or, like, a, you know, big
big nutty brown ale.
Nutty brown ale. I don't think it's leaps and bounds better than the ones I've had, but it's good. It fits the bill.
I got the their Freehouse IPA, and it's serviceable.
Mm-hmm.
There's not a whole lot of. I really don't want to sound like a food douche here, but there's usually I get.
If you say mouthfeel, I'm gonna hurt
you. No. But usually when you get an IPA, there's typically a little bit of a fruit undertone or citrusy grape hints to it. This is very one note.
Okay.
It's very hoppy, but there's not a whole lot of flavor beyond the hops. I realize it's super, super vague, but...
Well, I think one note is a good description. I mean, I haven't had it, but I'm just saying that sounds like the feeling you're trying to convey.
Right. It's not bad. I'd probably drink it again.
Mm-hmm.
And they do have other beers. They do the four beers that they do here, but they also have guest taps, mm-hmm. and that's a rotating. And then they also do some featured cans. And they do have a full bar.
They do.
With a very small, but again, whimsical cocktail menu. So that's pretty cool. And I like the bar area itself.
Mm-hmm.
It's very industrial. The whole place has a bit of an industrial feel.
It does.
That we're in an old industrial loft.
Mm-hmm. One bartender's kind of cute. Not the one with the beard. It's more my speed than yours. It's fine.
Completely. Completely.
Everyone can't like the same things. But I will say this. The Freehouse, they've gotten some press in the last few weeks. Because they just opened.
Yeah, not long ago.
About their beer prices.
Yeah.
I know Heavy Table had a big thing about, I think the quote was something to the effect of, New York City beer prices in Minnesota or Minneapolis, finally.
Mm-hmm.
And for their guest taps, which has a lot of the regulars that you're going to see. You're going to see Indeed and Liftbridge and Summit and Smithix. I always do that wrong. Omegang. And they're all in the $7 to $8 range, which is a little pricey.
Especially when you can go down the street
mm-hmm.
or north or south of here and probably get them for less.
Mm-hmm. And I do remember reading, I think it was in Eater, they interviewed the owner of Freehouse, and she basically said, why would you go to a brew pub and order a national brand? Which has a ring of wisdom to it, I guess.
Right.
And there's such a thing as a hick tax, I guess would be the best way to put it.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I'm not offended by the prices.
I'm not either.
But I will admit that they're a little high.
I like that they do give you the option for different size beers. Sure.
Yeah.
They'll do a small, a medium, and a large.
We can both. They don't call it that. It's like
mini,
short and tall, or pint. Mini, short and pint.
Short, midi. Midi.
No, mini. Well, whatever.
Midi. MIDD.
I don't think she did. I think that makes no sense.
Well, then I screwed up on the Instagram already. So.
Well, whatever.
We're
still new at Instagram. We're gonna blame the app.
It's easily blamable.
Yes.
But it does give you the option that if you wanted to sample,
you can scale it a little bit.
Scale it a little bit. You do have that opportunity.
I don't know. We should say we don't know if that's the case for the guest taps. For their stuff, you can skip it.
I would hope so.
We're just saying we don't know. We don't know that for sure.
We did get something to eat as well.
We did get an appetizer because I was intrigued. It's been a long time since I had a pork rillette.
Yeah, I think the last time I had a rillette was actually when we did the craftsman.
Yeah, and if you don't know what a rillette is, it's basically like it's spreadable meat. That's the easiest way to describe it.
Potted meat.
I don't know the process by which it is made.
Yeah.
I just consume it, like most of my food. I don't know how it happens. It just happens.
This one is a bit more whipped.
Yeah, this is a lot more smooth than even, like, again, going back to the Craftsman or some of the other places.
Like, when we had it at the Craftsman, it came out, and this is the worst example or comparison. Go for it.
Yeah, okay.
I'm done with that.
Yeah, it's fine. I'm pretty much done too.
The worst example of it is that it was kind of like the consistency of tuna salad.
I think
when
that's
you
fair.
Don't add stuff to it, where it's just the tuna and the mayo or Miracle Whip.
Or a slightly overmixed pulled pork.
Yes.
You know, something like that.
Yes. This is airy. This has...
This is more of like a pate.
This is much closer to a pate, but a whipped pate, not like a formed, hard pate.
Yeah, that's true.
Or a loafed pate, but...
I think taste-wise is good.
Yeah.
It comes with a bacon butter. I don't really get the bacon out of it.
I get oil.
Yeah.
I get a very, very...
There's a significant layer of fat on top of it.
The other weird part about it is it comes with a side of grapes, which is nice because it gets rid of that heavy...
It's a little acid.
It's a little acid. It's a little change of flavor. Unfortunately, who was ever serving this up... somehow got grease on the grapes.
I just ate one grape.
And it's kind of weird. It works.
Greasy grapes.
It's
my rapper name now.
No, Biggie Doo is forever your rapper.
Biggie Doo, yeah. Biggie Doo is my...
Don't try to change it.
I know.
You're not that big yet where you can go changing your names. But it almost ruins... That comparison...
It takes away the point of the grapes.
The point of the grapes, exactly. Yeah. The juxtaposition.
If you'd said that on the first try...
Damn it. It was so good.
It was.
Damn it.
Someone got a word of the day calendar for Christmas.
Hello, gentlemen.
Hi.
One banh mi.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. And a $1,000 bill.
All right, very good.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Can I get a ice water?
Ice water.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Me too.
You got it.
And yeah, we are done.
Perfect. Get this out of the way.
Thank you. Yeah. It was an odd consistency.
It was odd. It wasn't terrible.
But
it wasn't great. I don't think I'd get it again.
No, I wouldn't get it again. Maybe it is because we were spoiled, because the first time we had both first experienced it was at the Craftsman,
mm-hmm.
and we were so blown away by how mm-hmm. good that was.
Yeah. And yeah, there is something to that. I mean, in terms of their other appetizers, they've got a decent selection. And again, it's all that kind of whimsical stuff. Like, they do Cheez-Its and Bar Nuts, right. a jar of that. They do a trout dip. They do... Well, what they're calling blistered green beans with some Thai basil, chili, and crispy pork. That could be actually good. They've got some options as far as appetizers and things go.
Did everything come out okay for you guys?
Yep.
Perfect.
Thank you.
And they actually have oxtail croquettes, which is hard to find. Any place around here that would sell oxtail.
Have you ever cooked with oxtail?
I have not, because I'm not a big... organ meat person, and I count tail as an organ in this case.
I get what you're saying. I applaud them for the effort of putting something like that on the menu,
mm-hmm.
simply because I've cooked with oxtails before.
Yeah, you've made like oxtail soup.
Well, pho.
Pho, yeah.
And the amount of time it takes to cook that. Somebody had to be here very early this morning to start that sumbitch. So I applaud them for that.
That's one of those where I often wonder the amount of planning that goes into doing that as a kitchen manager.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where I doubt the oxtail is going to be very popular.
Right.
So you don't want to have a lot on, you know,
a lot that's ready to go.
But you have to, you know, you're going to have to plan ahead and get that thing cooking relatively quick.
Exactly.
You know, so it's a very delicate balance, I can imagine.
Who just arrived?
Who has been very quick. Which, granted, it's not a crazy busy in here, but
no.
it's still.
It's snowing cats and dogs out.
Yeah, sure.
Again. Who just arrived? I got they have a pork belly banh mi. I actually had a craving for Asian food today, but I'm going out for Asian tomorrow night for New Year's Eve. So, I went.
Are you one of those types?
I'm one of those types.
My wife's like that. I don't understand that.
So I went kind of Asian, kind of in the same vein, but we're having something completely different.
Yep.
Tomorrow night. But I'm excited about this. It's an overstuffed baguette filled with pork belly and cilantro and some cucumber and some carrot. Sort of the side of fries. They are actually pretty decent. Well salted, but not overly salted.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you there.
And I got a side of kimchi with mine, which is a nice change of pace from the pickle, or, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't tell if you have a smile on your face or if you're...
I don't know yet.
Because this was...
I really don't.
This is not a point of contention, but it was a point of discussion before.
There was some discussion.
As we were ordering.
Well, I mean, do you want to finish talking about your banh mi, or are you done?
I haven't had a bite yet, so go for it.
Okay. I'm with you on the fries. I think they're very well salted and seasoned, cooked right. Very, very acceptable fries.
Okay. That sounds like a butt's coming.
No, I got no butts as far as the fries are concerned.
Okay.
Burger, what I got is what they call their $1,000 burger, which thankfully was not $1,000. What it is, it's a short rib, brisket, and sirloin burger.
Okay.
With duck fat, number 4 butter, which is their stout, number 4, so stout butter. And on an English muffin with some white cheddar. Very bare bones. You know, there's no real vegetables or anything like that. It's pretty much just a very classy version of the Culver's butter burger. And the fire alarm is going off. Are we going to have to leave?
Run for your lives. Women in mogs first.
The funny thing is the fire alarm has gone off, and like 3 people in the entire restaurant are moving.
Yep. This could make for good humor.
This could.
It could be worse. They could be doing bar bingo.
They could be what?
They could be doing,
bar bingo. No one knows what's going on right now. But the music has started back up again, which I think is a good sign.
I like the strobe light now.
Well, that's ADA. They have to have that now.
That's true.
In case the blind, you know, or not the blind, the deaf people, if they don't see everyone leaving, they might get confused.
Exactly. Thanks.
But anyway,
the alarm's done. But I'm still getting strobed to death.
We're still getting strobed. We might have a seizure issue in the future.
Again.
But you know, that's okay.
So
anyway,
talking about your burger. Sorry.
Talking about my burger. It's like I said. It's a very bare bones burger. The cheddar is fine. The burger itself, it's interesting. I wouldn't necessarily call it. It's not mind blowing. It's a well done burger, in the sense that it's skillfully made. But it is a solid medium. So it's cooked exactly how I ordered it. I'm struggling to.
I believe the word you're looking for is underwhelming.
That's not. But that's the thing. It's not. If I have any complaints about it, it's the English muffin which comes on it, which is a nice touch.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very thick and chewy English muffin, which is good for a burger like this because it's so heavy and juicy. But it's almost, because there's not much else there, I think the English muffin kind of overwhelms it a little bit.
Okay.
If there was some more fixins, if there was vegetables and things like that.
It's missing stuff.
And that might be what my issue is. It's not that I dislike it. It's not that I think it's bad.
Mm-hmm.
I will go so far as to say I think it's overpriced for what you get, because it's $15.
Okay.
It's good, but it's not mind-blowing. Like, I would take a Vincent Burger or...
Which I think weighs in at about $20.
Are they 20?
It's not cheap.
I think they're probably about comparable. I don't know if they're full 20. But even so, Just about anything.
How are we doing?
Good. Good. Just about anything at like Blue Door.
Yeah.
You know, I would take those over this.
Okay. What about another place like Red Cow?
Yeah, I dig Red Cow. Red Cow is probably my favorite burger place right now. So, I mean, that's... I'm always going to take them.
Sorry.
But I think you'd... And I guess Red Cow... I'm trying to remember what the prices are like at Red Cow.
Very reasonable.
Yeah. I don't remember them being
considering
15.
They're in Edina.
Yeah.
Very reasonable.
So, again, it's not bad. But, you know, much like the Riette, it's not bad. But I don't know if I'd get it again. I would like to try some of the other things. And that, I think, is almost the saving grace of a place like this, where it does enough interesting things, and what you get...
Sorry about all,
that's all, right.
all of that.
Thank you.
No worries.
Absolutely.
And what you get from it is so inoffensive that you're willing to at least come back and try other things. So maybe this is a case of one of those places that you just have to find your thing. But whether it's worth that journey or not, this is another discussion, but...
Here's the thing. This place, because of its location and its proximity to Target Field, it's going to market itself hard, especially in April when the Twins come back, as a pre-game and post-game destination. They have a lot of places around here now that this place has to compete with. I don't know if I'm... willing to come back here when I've got those other choices too.
Hey, guys, how are your sandwiches tasting nice?
Good, thank you.
Especially with the Smack Shack so close.
Smack Shack, Barla Grasso, Bewitched.
Yep. Although I don't really consider Bewitched, and granted, it's been a while since I've been there, I don't consider Bewitched like a post game kind of place.
No, but
like, that's more of a lunch
game. Pre game, I would absolutely
think so?
Go. Absolutely.
I think of that like I think of Witch. Like I think of that as like a lunch place.
I couldn't disagree with you more.
Well, you hated Witch because it confused you.
No, it didn't confuse me. I just didn't think the quality of the sandwiches were that good. I'm just saying, you got Parlor, Burrow.
Parlor, yeah.
Sapporo Cafe, Black Sheep, Cuzzies.
Mm-hmm.
All these other places that are on this strip. On this side of 94, I'm assuming this area around. Sorry.
I'm horrible geographically,
this
so.
This area. I don't know if I'm intrigued enough to come back.
Yeah, I give you that. But that's been kind of the story with Blue Plate.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, I mean, we like the Highland Grill. We like some of their other
Lowry.
Places. Lowry. Whatever their newest place before this was, we really liked.
Groveland Tap.
Groveland Tap is fantastic.
Uh-huh.
You know, maybe it's like Windows releases. Like, every other one is good. And again, that's...
Right.
But
that's actually a great comparison.
Thank you. I mean, but, you know, and that's kind of the frustrating thing, is that this place isn't bad. At least what we've had. It's not bad.
Right.
It's just not great.
Right. This is Windows Vista.
I wouldn't go that far.
Windows 8?
Yeah.
If the Lowry is Windows 7.
Yeah.
This is Windows 8. God, we're nerdy. Holy
crap.
We're
super nerdy.
Worst.
I was trying to think of a... Yeah. I can't think of a better metaphor. But that's okay. You know, they can't all be winners.
No.
I wanted to bring this up before I forget. An article came across the news desk.
Oh, you actually remembered.
Oh, shut up.
The welfare guy news. Oh.
The fire truck's here.
The fire truck's here.
The fire truck is here. Whilst I grope myself to figure out which pocket I put this in. I might have taken the article out. That's okay. I remember the point.
Okay.
So, an executive at Dunkin' Donuts.
By the way, Dunkin', close circuit to Dunkin' Donuts. It's time to come back.
Yeah, come back. Come on.
I need you.
And we talked a little bit about this last week, where we were talking about overdone food trends.
Yeah.
And they were, Dunkin' Donuts is releasing like a new thing of breakfast sandwiches. I forget exactly what the deal is. But the executive made a somewhat controversial statement in that what he said was, is sausage is the new bacon.
Another one.
Or another fire truck. It's going to get very popular here.
Two alarm. And another fire truck.
Well, it's just the fire marshal, so that doesn't count.
Either way, it's so funny.
Anyway, what he said was is that sausage is the new bacon.
Okay.
And I've thought a lot about this, but I'm curious what your feelings are about this statement. Because, you know, like again, we talked about this last week where bacon, it's in that range where for a fair number of people, it's kind of overdone. But other people are like, no, bacon is a holy thing. It is impossible to overdo.
Well, it's interesting that you bring this up because this past week, Christmas Eve actually, I had the opportunity to dine at one of my new favorite places to go, the Buttered Tin.
Okay, yeah.
Went there for brunch, and we ordered their house-made sausage, breakfast sausage. And I'm okay if this becomes the new bacon. Because when it's done that well, and that perfectly seasoned and perfectly balanced, then everything's okay with the world. But that was counteracted with the fact that what my girlfriend got to eat had huge chunks of Fisher Farms bacon in it. She got a hash with Brussels sprouts and potatoes and onions and bacon in it.
Yep.
And then top of the poached egg. But the bacon was, you know, sizable like meat chunks. That I don't think I'm ready to let that go yet. I don't know if I'm ready to let go of bacon.
Well, I mean, there's always that where it's, you know, why not both? And I think, like I said, I've done a lot of thinking about this. Because when it comes to pork products...
Can I get you another beer?
I'm good for right now. When it comes to pork products, I'm this is a focus of mine.
That's your wheelhouse.
Yeah. And I feel that irrespective of...
Somebody got a word of the day calendar as well.
I use that all the time. Shut up.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do. Irrespective of its trendiness, I think they're different. They have different uses. Because, you know, in the early days of the show, I made a comment that I've since changed my opinions of, where I was very anti-BLT. Because in my mind at the time, bacon was a condiment meat. It was not sufficient to hold its own. It needs to accompany something, you know, always a bridesmaid.
Right.
I've obviously changed my mind about this, you know, in part due to the gloriousness that is Fisher Farms.
Bacon is a meat.
It can very safely be a meat. But sausage, it's a lot harder to pull off as a condiment.
Right.
You wouldn't get a burger with a... Well, I would get a burger with a sausage on it, but I think I've actually had that before.
If not, which should be happening right now.
But it's not as often used as a condiment. It can be used, but where I think sausage beats bacon is there's a lot more you can do with sausage. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a bit, you know, bacon is bacon. You can try like turkey bacon or some of these other things, but it's really taking another meat and trying to imitate bacon. There's not a lot of different seasonings you can do with it. I mean, there's some leeway, but not a whole lot. You're pretty much smoked, candied. That's about it.
Right.
You know, there's not a whole lot. I mean, you can season it, you know, pepper, you know, different things like that. You know, there's somewhere to go with that.
Sausage. Do different woods for the meat.
Yeah. Sausage. You can do a turkey sausage. You can do pork sausage. You can do lamb. You can do bison. You can do all these. You can have all of them together. You can have a Noah's Ark sausage. and just have like 17 dolphin. Different animals in there.
I want dolphin.
A dolphin sausage.
Baby dolphin.
Baby dolphin.
How good would that be?
I don't know if you can do a seafood sausage. And I would imagine the dolphin's closer to fish than it is like beef or pork. But I've never, I don't know what dolphin flesh looks like. So I
there's
this
a dolphin
is a
expert
shot in the
out
deck.
There that's listening.
Is there
right
a dolphinologist
now?
Out there? We'd love you to email us and let us know. But I would just imagine, and I mean, granted, dolphin's a mammal, so it might be closer to, you know, mammal meat.
Right.
But I don't know. I don't know if you could do it. I'm so glad that the waitress showed up so I could say you could do dolphin sausage. But we basically bashed the place for a half hour. We haven't bashed it, but you know what I mean.
We're
anyway.
Being constructive. We're giving them constructive criticism.
Yes.
God damn it.
But going back to the sausage thing, there's so much more you can do with it.
Right.
As far as flavors and seasonings and all that goes. So I think it's one of those. I don't see it replacing it. I definitely think that sausage is overdue in the sense of becoming a popular protein choice.
Right.
Especially given the different things you can do with it. You know, I've had very good turkey sausage.
So have I.
And here's another advantage in the sausage's favor. Sausage does better with crappy meat. If you have crappy bacon, there's not much you can do with it. If you have crappy meat, you can still salt. You can still season that. You can add in other things. I'm a big fan of apple chicken sausage. Like you can add little like fruit and other kind of constituent things to it, and you can save crappier meat. That's what I'm saying. You know, you can see
salvageable.
You can see that as a detriment to it too. I mean, if you're a little more of a purist,
if it's
and elitist,
that bad to begin with, why are you cooking with it?
Well, there's that too, but. I'm just saying there's an argument to be made that just proves bacon's superiority is that it requires a, you know, greatness or whatever. But I would totally love to see people do, and especially breakfast sausage. Like we've had people here in Minnesota that have done interesting things with just sausage. Sample Room had their sausage a week thing. I might still be going. I'm not sure.
They were doing like 100 and
150 something different sauces.
So 2 years worth of.
So it might still be going. I haven't been there in way too long. I'm feeling.
I feel your pain.
Yeah. Well, I have no excuse. I
really
live two blocks
be your
away.
You should be alternating between Psycho Susie's and the same.
I've been to Psycho Susie's since the summer.
For shame.
I know. It's just
for
it's just,
shame.
The sad thing is we don't go out that much anymore. That's just, you know.
I don't know if I couldn't go out if I lived that close to where you live close to.
Well, we're trying to save money, and we don't have the vast resources that you do. So,
thank you, sir.
Yeah.
We have options too, but I not like you have.
I understand. It's just,
I'm completely envious of your dining.
Well, as you should be.
Superiority.
As you should be. But going back to the sausage, right. I would love to see a lot more done with breakfast sausage. Like, I love cased sausage. I love that, you know, the more bratwursty, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But I would, I want there to be some development in the breakfast sausage arena.
Okay.
Sausage patties, something. Or even just regular breakfast, like links. That's cool.
Yeah. I see what you're saying. I'm, trying to think of the last good. Like,
you still work on the fries?
No, I'm done.
I got you.
Thank you.
I take that back. I just had a really good sausage lately. Albeit it was one of our local proprietors here. Butcher and the Boar is now making their own sausage and
I heard that.
Selling it in Lunds and Byerly's.
Oh, that I did not know.
Yeah, buddy. We had the Butcher Brat.
Okay.
That is going to be my lunch tomorrow. I've got one spare one left that I'm going to be having tomorrow. I'm
nice.
Excited for it. It was the first brat that I've had in a long time that a bun would not have done it justice. That's how good it was.
I've never had a bun take away from the experience.
Like, it wasn't going to... the sausage was just good by itself.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it didn't need... a little mustard. It didn't need kraut. It didn't need a bun. A bun would have besmirched it.
All right, I see where you're going.
A bun would have wrecked it. Kraut would have wrecked it.
Well, kraut wrecks most things, so.
You bite your tongue. You bite your tongue.
It would still taste better than kraut.
Could not be more wrong. It was just incredibly well balanced. It was like the. It wasn't even a. I don't even call it a bratwurst because it was more like a kielbasa.
Uh huh.
So it had that very, very smoke heavy red tint to it. Just very, very juicy and you know, we even. It was too cold to grill them, so we actually did them on cast iron skillet on the stove.
I'm listening. I'm just watching mascots race on the.
Alrighty.
This is a Home Depot bucket, shoulder check a drill.
He was asking for it.
Yeah.
Had it coming. But it was just this most beautiful, beautiful sausage. It weren't cheap.
No, I can't imagine. That's the biggest problem. Like, I.
$8 for four.
Ooh. Well. Oh, no, I did the math wrong. I'm like, oh, 50 cents for Link, isn't that? Like, no, that's the other way around.
But $2 for Link, here's the thing. I'd pay for that.
Well, yeah, you go to like New Bohemia.
Yeah.
It's going to, that's something exactly like that. It's going to be at least $3-4.
Right.
So but that's not that crazy.
And you can't get New Bohemia stuff just.
See, that's the thing. Like, for me, going to Lund's, like, the closest Lund's to me, as far as I know, is Uptown.
Yeah.
So I have to drive past New Bohemia. I have to drive past Kramarczyk's. I have to drive. Right. There's like all these other meat places that I have to drive past to get there.
Why wouldn't you go there? Because you got Surdix right there, too.
Yeah, I've got Surdix. Although they don't really have much meat.
But you get what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It's more of a. You've got other destinations around. Why would I go there? But that being said, because I have a Byerly's right by my place, it just makes sense.
What about Whole Foods? How's their sausage?
Very good. I've actually had.
Really?
Well, they do have like the prepackaged stuff, and it's all local and organic and all that fun stuff. But they don't have that the butcher and boar stuff. They also don't have the good national brands that Lunds and Byerly's has. I'm sorry, am I distracting?
No, I'm just. I'm sorry.
From watching television while we're doing the show.
It's. I'm watching. It's some ESPN thing like the 101 holiday jeers. I like watching sports people fall. That's really what it is. Anyway, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Do I need to change spots with you?
No.
You sure?
No, I'm fine.
Okay. But that being said, check that sausage out. They've got like a cheddar wurst as well.
Ooh.
They have a jalapeno one. We just got the regular bratwurst. And it was fantastic. And they have a hot link.
Ooh.
Yeah, buddy.
See, I'm a big fan of hot links, but cut up into like a hash or an omelet. I'm not a big fan of just hot links
or
by themselves.
What about macaroni and cheese?
That would be ridiculous. Which actually segues perfectly because I want to go back to talking about the menu here.
Okay.
Because we've talked a little bit about the whimsical nature of a lot of this. Okay.
Yes. Thank you. Great.
Talk a lot about their whimsical stuff. They do a lobster mac and cheese, which is ballsy this close to Smack Shack.
I almost sacrilege you do any sort of pasta between here and Bar La Grasa.
There's that too.
Honestly.
I don't think they do a lot of pasta, to be honest.
That's the only one, but still, I can see Bar La Grasa from where I'm sitting.
Yeah, that's true.
And Smack Shack, we could probably throw a football too.
Oh, yeah, easily. But they do a lobster mac and cheese. Now, I will say this, that the Smack Shack lobster mac and cheese does not have Cheez-Its. So, Cheez-Its figure heavily into some of these.
Into your opinion.
Well,
I don't need Cheez-Its to.
No, I'm saying they figure heavily. There's a lot of Cheez-Its show up a lot on this. On
gotcha,
this
okay.
Menu. That's what I was saying. Because they do the Cheez-Its and Barnum's, they do lobster mac and cheese. But they also do. They do a candied bacon side on. They do Bubble and Squeak, which is a staple of mine.
Yeah.
I love Bubble and Squeak. Do you have any idea what Bubble and Squeak is?
Oh, yeah. My grandmother used to make it.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, but it was more of a casserole style instead of I've seen Bubble and Squeak done a lot here where it's almost like a free-form pancake.
That's not Bubbles and Squeak.
I know. I know.
No. Either way, the way your grandma makes it, that's also not right. Bubbles and Squeak is...
Shut your mouth.
Bubbles, it's delicious, but that's not what Bubbles and Squeak is. Bubbles and Squeak is just potatoes and leftover vegetables, and you just fry them up.
Yeah, I get that. I get that. But she
casserole figures nowhere into this.
But it should.
No, that is an erroneously named thing. That's like getting, you know, like chips, like potato chips in a can... And calling it toast. No, that's not what it's called.
Close circuit to the family members I know that are listening right now. Let's make Bubble and Squeak happen again next year. Just saying.
No, you need to call it something else.
No, it is Bubble and Squeak.
No, that's not what it is. It's not a casserole.
It is served in a casserole type.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. In my world.
Yeah, you're wrong.
Well, I don't care what you have to think.
You disagree with myself and Wiki on this. I actually still have it on my phone.
There we go. This is good radio when we're both Googling.
I don't need to Google. It's right here.
And Squeak. The main ingredient is our potato and cabbage, but carrots, peas, and Brussels sprouts and any other vegetables can be added. The chopped vegetables are fried in a pan together with mashed potatoes or crushed potatoes until the mixture is well cooked and brown on all sides. Hold on a second. It also can be served with a brown sauce.
Which is fine.
That's kind of where our...
There's nothing casserole-ish about this. Your grandmother... This is another source of your familial shame. Your grandmother or some distant ancestor decided to co-opt the name from a perfectly good English dish, decide to name it something else, and try to pass it off.
I didn't realize you were such a Bubble and Squeak purist.
It's, you know, you make whatever jokes you will. I have become a fan of English cooking.
that's a joke upon itself.
I know. It explains my physique. I am weirdly purist.
Wow. I didn't know. As I've struck a chord.
Struck a nerve.
Yeah. I'm sorry, man.
So before we would be remiss in not talking about Christmas.
Yes.
Christmas was just last week.
Yes.
Did you get any... Was Santa good to you, or do you not believe in Santa?
I believe in Santa. It could be kids.
Well, your people, I don't know how... Wow. I don't know their relationship.
Yes. Santa was good to me.
And by your people, I mean Kwanzaa.
Yeah.
You're big Kwanzaa people.
Festivus.
Kwanzish.
Kwanzish?
Kwanzish. The people that celebrate Kwanzaa.
Wow.
The Kwanzish.
Okay. I'm going to forge through that horrible,
they're
horrible...
They're from Kwanzania.
Oh, God. Should have stopped.
No. Never. All right. What?
Yeah, I got some great presents. I'm always in terrible need of clothes. Because I'm the incredible shrinking man.
This is the proof that I've grown as an adult. I actually got a sweatshirt for Christmas, and I was happy about it.
Yeah. I have dress clothes if you'd like some.
No.
Are you sure?
No.
Okay.
Because I refuse to wear anyone's fat clothes. I realize I am not a healthy person, but I refuse to wear anyone's fat clothes.
I don't know what to do.
You could risk mixing with the pores and donate them.
No, that's a terrible idea. They smell funny.
Enough about your clothing, though. Yeah.
I did get some more clothes, which I'm always pleased as punch to get. Love gift cards, so I got a couple gift cards. My girlfriend, bless her heart, got me these. I really like button up, short sleeve kind of dress shirts.
Okay.
Not the ones you tuck in, but kind of like a peach shirt. You know what I'm talking about? You owned a couple.
I know.
But I really like that style. They're comfortable. They're lightweight. So she got me these three really, really nice shirts from Tommy Bahama, which aren't cheap.
You are just...
I know. I'm a yuppie. I don't care.
I'm
terrible.
You're planting your flag hard.
I know.
In Yuppiesville, which is just north of Kwanzania. Yeah. This is a well-fed show of geography.
But she got me a size large, and I'm like, cool. This is a totally fit. We're going to Mexico in a couple weeks. Be awesome. I'm not a size large anymore, so I had to return nearly everything she got me, or pretty actually
no,
everything
no.
she got me.
if you're going to Mexico, yeah, a large is perfect because that gives you license to binge a little bit.
There's no amount of binging that I could do to fill out
if
that
I
trip.
Ever get below a large, check me for AIDS. Okay, because there's, I don't ever see myself.
I told you about the guy at work that asked me if, yes, I had the cancers.
Yeah, the cancer. Yeah.
They are cut for a bigger chap.
Bigger chap?
Yeah. But that kind of felt good that I could roll with a medium. So that was, wow, exciting.
I haven't been able to wear a medium since junior high.
I'm down.
And I wasn't even fat till college.
I'm a smaller size waist than my dad is.
And that's impressive.
I can wear the same size shirt as he can, which is awesome.
That is impressive.
So, I got that good stuff. We're going to, again, you can throw the yuppie.
I'm ready.
We're doing another trip to Walt Disney World in October.
Okay.
And we're going for 10 days, and they've changed their, instead of having a card that you can charge like meals to, or,
sure,
anything, or that also acts as your room key in your theme park.
Sure, entrance, sure, sure, sure.
They have a band. But they have bling for the bands.
Oh my god. I can't do a show with you anymore.
I'm totally,
no, this is too
band.
Far. I will accept the occasional Tommy Bahama shirt.
Yeah.
I will accept the $8 sausages. But I will not accept a bling for your Disney World wristband.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. 10 months early, by the way.
Okay. I will admit that I've never been to,
right,
any of the Disney Worlds.
Right.
And frankly, I don't,
there's,
see
only
the
one.
I don't, well, Disney like Disney
park,
areas.
Disney, park. Yeah.
Disney parks.
Yeah.
And frankly, I don't see the appeal myself.
Right, because you're dead inside.
It's not because I'm dead. You're twice as dead inside as I am. Hell, you're dying on the outside.
That's true.
So
I've got the cancers.
You got the cancer. I don't get the madness that people have for the Disney World.
Yeah.
Or the Disneyland, whichever. The Disney parks.
If you ever want to be just shocked and horrified, just Google blogs about it.
No, I don't want to.
It's because it's insane. The appeal. It's absolutely nutballs.
I subscribe to a website that collates and aggregates horrible posts,
yeah,
from racist, sexist and conspiracy theorist websites.
Yeah.
I would rather sign up for those. Give me a Stormfront account right now than have me read a pro Disney World blog. Because at least Stormfront, I can see the logical
process. It's a crazy
process.
Amount of dissection of everything. The food, the parks, the rides, the hotels. I mean, it's insane.
But I
was very happy about the little piece of bling that I have for my wrist.
What is it? What is the bling?
It's a little Mickey emblem that goes.
Is it like a stud or is it like a dangly like charm?
It's like a stud.
Oh, well, it's not much better, but
no, but it's not that
a charm
big.
Bracelet. It doesn't matter how big it is.
Right.
If anything's well, especially in your case.
Yeah.
Wow, that's terrible.
Focus. We're doing a show. Focus.
No, it's just
here.
I don't know if I want to focus on you anymore because I'm a little ashamed.
Well, what
of
did you.
You
get?
I got. I mean,
if you say comic books and CDs, I'm gonna.
I did get a comic book.
Okay.
I did not get any CDs.
Because it's 2013.
Well, I didn't ask for any, so.
Who gets CDs anymore?
I still buy CDs.
You do?
I do.
Really?
I have never purchased an MP3 ever.
You probably shouldn't announce that.
I have never purchased.
He lives off of California Avenue.
I've never purchased digital music ever. No, that's not true. One time I purchased a song for a wedding that I was DJing because I couldn't find it on CD anywhere.
He did it begrudgingly as well, I'm guessing.
Yes. It was $3 and it pissed me off. And now it's sitting on my Amazon account just like a canker sore.
I hope it was something awful too.
It was some wedding march. Oh. It was just some orchestral thing.
Oh. Well, that's not that bad.
No, but it's just, yeah. But no, I still get CDs from time to time. I haven't in a while, but when I buy music, I still like a hard copy. I still have all of my CDs.
I purged. I'm done.
I haven't bought any digital movies either.
I haven't either. I still enjoy getting a DVD.
The only thing digital I ever buy is video games. Okay. And that's mostly because I play on computer and it's hard to buy hard copy PC games.
Did you get a big, you know, end all be all gift or anything?
No,
like that?
Not really. This year is a lot of little stuff.
Okay.
My wife and I, as our gift to ourselves, we're going to be buying a deep freeze.
Okay.
So that's pretty much going to be our big gift. But we're going to wait till after New Year's for the New Year's sales to do that. But yeah, we're going to get in a deep freeze. But other than that, yeah, I, as far as food stuff is concerned, I got two different books on soda making, on soda recipes and stuff.
Okay.
One is a huge book. I don't remember the titles, and I apologize. But one is a huge book. It's got like 400 recipes, and it's everything. It's like, here's how to recreate Orange Crush.
Oh, nice.
You know, and what I like about this one, because I've talked a lot about the one I've got now.
Okay.
And it's, or the one I had before Christmas. And it's a lot of recipes like, here's how you do orange soda, here's how you do grape, here's how you do cola, all the basics, and then here's some other funky ones. But it was from a perspective of being very healthy, very natural ingredients, which is fine, but, you know,
People sound disappointed.
Well, it's just...
No, it was healthy and natural.
I'm not against healthy, but the problem is they're never sweet enough.
No.
And I always have to like triple or quadruple the recipe to get the flavor that I want.
Right.
And then it comes down to, this is a $12 liter of soda.
Right.
And that's not good. You know?
That's not prudent either.
No. So with this one, not only do they have slightly more accessible things, I haven't made anything from it yet, so I don't know how it is as far as the flavor is concerned. But they go into the history. Like they talk about with Orange Crush, I was actually just reading this page this morning. With Orange Crush, it was created in like 1918 or like 19 teens somewhere
old
in there.
As fuck. Sorry.
And it was created by a chemist in order to solve the perishability problems of orange juice.
Okay.
So what he was doing is he wanted to create an orange flavored beverage using just the oils from the peel.
Okay.
So the recipe is pretty much just peels. It's just the oil from the peels. That's pretty much all it is.
Okay.
And then there's some base liquid.
Syrup.
but that's the thing. There's a lot of history in the book.
Okay.
There's a lot of here's the science behind it, which I dig. We're both big Good Eats fans, so we like the science behind stuff. There's a whole article about high fructose syrup and all that, and so there's that. And then but there's also a lot of recipes that like here's how to make kombucha, here's how to make fizzes, here's how to make all these drinks, and also here's how to take the syrup and make brownies with it. Like here's how to make root beer chicken and all this other stuff. There's like it's a ton of recipes.
I'm intrigued.
There's a lot of cool stuff in there. I'm gonna be trying to do as much as I can because there's a lot of cool recipes.
Root beer chicken, that just sounds good.
Yeah, I've got a recipe for root beer marinated chicken breasts.
Right.
But that's just in root beer.
I've done like a root beer barbecue sauce or Coca-Cola barbecue sauce or Dr. Pepper.
Yeah. Absolutely.
But root beer...
They actually have a recipe for... Here's another little bit here. They have a recipe for cola, which is actually all of the extract. It's all extract based.
Okay.
So it's like a gram of cardamom extract. It's like really hardcore, like eyedropper crap. But they reveal something. So are you a fan of cherry sodas?
Yeah,
I learned something that I feel like I knew at one point, but I've since forgotten. The cherry flavor in like cherry cola does not come from cherries. That's why if you ever get Coke with like grenadine in it, it's not the same as cherry Coke.
Right.
Cherry flavor in colas and sodas comes from almond flavor.
Really?
Yeah. So their cherry Coke soda is basically their cola syrup plus almond extract.
Really?
Yes. Which is also the soda I will be killing my father with later. So he is deathly allergic to almonds. So.
I'm gonna be diving into the soda well here when I go on vacation.
Okay. Yes.
I'm eating very poorly.
I know.
I'm really looking forward. Really, really looking forward to this.
That's what I'm saying. You need those large.
So I might do, even though this is kind of messed up. What I might try to get the bar guy at the resort to do is a Coke with a little bit of amaretto in it. A little almond liqueur. See if I
that could be good.
Get like a cherry note out of it. Almost like a cherry
Coke. That's actually a hell of an idea. I'm sure someone has done that before, but I'm
it might actually be a drink, but
it might be, yeah.
If not, I might have come up with something.
I doubt it.
No.
I'm continually surprised at how many people have come up. Yeah, it'd be worth it. The other soda book I got is like the opposite end of the spectrum from the first book that I had, like the original soda book. This is like, here, how do you, and this, it's specifically designed to recreate drinks and desserts from restaurants.
Okay.
So it's, here's the recipe for Sonic Cherry Limeade. Here's how to make a Shamrock Shake. Here's how to do like some like Outback Steakhouse Bloomin' Onion soda. I don't even know what the hell it is. It was like any
both intrigued and horrified at the same
time. Any sort
of
drink, cocktail, or shake in any major chain or even small chains. Here's how to create it.
I did miss the eggnog shake this year at McDonald's.
No, you didn't. Because for two reasons. One, eggnog is terrible. And two, McDonald's shakes are terrible.
First off, how dare you, sir? Secondly, how dare you, sir?
They're just terrible.
Thirdly, Shamrock Shake?
Also horrible.
Has been the welfare guide.
If I wanted to simulate eating a Shamrock Shake, I would get a box of Junior Mints and go to Home Depot and get like a little sample of the pink insulation foam and just eat them both at the same time.
You could not be more wrong. There's no way you could be more wrong about this. The Shamrock Shake is one of the high holy foods of fast food.
No, they're terrible. And that may be.
It's in the top 10 of greasy, nasty.
No, it's not good.
Really tasty fast food foods.
No, it's not. It's really not. Same with the McRib. No. Just no.
We've gone over this so many times.
McDonald's is putting mind-altering drugs in their food. It is only because I have not been there in probably 2 years.
Maybe the wheels will come off if you try it again.
No. No, I think I've
blinded by your burger.
I think I've bled out toxins, the McDonald's toxins, that keep people convinced that is good.
Hold on a second. Here's the true question.
Okay.
You and I are taking a road trip. The only thing between here and where our destination is, and we need to eat something, is McDonald's. I'm buying.
Sure.
Are you abstaining at this point?
No, I'm not going to turn down. I mean, it's food.
I was wondering how far your hatred for McDonald's goes. What would you get, though?
I'd find something.
All right.
As long as it's not breakfast, because their breakfasts are just universally terrible.
First off, again, you could not be more wrong. They're so more superior to everything out on the fast food market. It's scary.
That it might be true, but that's only because the rest of it is also equally terrible.
It's damn sure better than Burger King. I'll give you that.
I only accept. Here's my problem with the Burger King breakfast, and then we'll wrap up. We'll give our thoughts on this place.
Okay.
My only problem with Burger King breakfast is, for one thing, I always go the croissant sandwich because it's like if I'm going greasy, I'm going all greasy. You know. But secondly, they got rid of the two croissant sandwich meal. You used to get it. It was a separate meal that you got two croissant sandwiches.
That's too much. Really?
Because that would be what I'd get.
Oh.
And then I'd feel horrible for like, 6 hours. But it would...
Oh, it hurts my chest.
It was the fast food equivalent of like black tar heroin. It's like you're not really. You crave it, but you don't really enjoy it while you're eating it, and you hate yourself afterward.
Oh my god! You're also in a haze for the rest of the day.
Yeah, but they got rid of it. They got rid of it, and then you feel bad when you order just two sandwiches on your own, because there's a psychological barrier between I will have a number six versus I will have two croissant sandwiches
and hash browns and a large Coke, please.
No, I don't get the soda in the morning.
Large orange juice?
I'll just get the orange juice. It's just the carton, the pint carton or whatever it is. But thoughts on Freehouse while we wrap up here?
Notable.
Really? You went farther than I thought you would.
Well, if we're grading on a star scale,
okay,
I'm probably giving it about 2.5.
Out of 5?
Out of 5.
Okay.
Out of 5. And it's about, and it might not even be 2.5, it's more of a 2.
See, to me, that sounds like it's bad.
If people were coming here and they say, hey, we're meeting some people at Free House, and for appetizers or drinks or even, you know, for dinner.
Yeah.
I'd be like, okay, yeah, I can find my way around on the menu.
Yeah.
There's enough on the menu that I would be willing to try.
Mm-hmm.
Is it enough to pull me away from everything else in this area? Hell to the no.
I think that, to me, that's the biggest failing with this place. If this place was in Roseville, or even, you know, I think I'm trying to think of a good area. If this was downtown,
this place was in Minnetonka,
you know, but even within
West End,
West End.
Why isn't this place in West End?
This would totally work in West End.
Yeah,
there's no good burger places in West End.
Right.
You know, I think.
Granted, this isn't a burger place, but.
But you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I think this place suffers more from its location than anything.
Oh yeah.
If this was in a place, and this is going to sound horrible, but this is the only way I can describe it. I think this area is too good for this place. Or the flip says this place is not good enough for the area. I'm really saying the same thing. It's just a different direction.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. And you couldn't be more right.
You know, I think it's fine. I think I thought my beer, everything about this was fine.
Right.
That's the thing that kills me. Everything was good. Everything was okay.
It was okay. It was kind of like Chris Pine doing Captain Kirk. He just did okay.
Sure.
But he wasn't Captain Kirk.
I don't feel like starting this fight.
Well, I know. I'm just saying. It's not the same. It's just okay.
Okay, I see where you're going. Where you're going with it.
And with everything else that's around here, you have to really...
You got to step it up.
You really got to step it up.
Yeah.
This area is not for the faint of heart. Bachelor Farmer's in this area, too.
Yep.
Hot Dish is just down
Washington. It's down the road, yep.
Origami, Black Sheep.
I mean, there's easily half a dozen places that are leaps and bounds better than this place within, you know, a 5-minute walk from here.
Yeah. And it's not doing enough. You have a whimsical menu, but that's not enough to separate it from the back.
And in some cases, and I think there's definite possibility with this, a whimsical menu can backfire on you. Because what will happen is someone will get something that sounds like it should be amazing. Like my $15 burger.
Should have been amazing.
You know, that $1,000 burger, you know, a good mix of meat and fried duck fat and butter. Great. That should be amazing. Mm-hmm. It really wasn't.
Underwhelming.
So you can do the whimsy, but if you don't deliver, then people are going to be much more upset than if you had a more general menu. Like, I think of, what was the place we went to, where I had the sidecar? The one that we were the tiebreaker on. Why can't I think of this place?
The tiebreaker on?
Where Heavy Table hated it, City Pages liked it.
Oh, 7th Street
Eatery. 7th Street Eatery. That is the same thing, where that menu was a little more sedate. You know, they still were doing interesting things, but they weren't, you know, they weren't being trying to be fun or anything like that, which sounds horrible now that I say it out loud. And I think that dulled the expectations a little bit.
Right.
And that made their...
I sure would have hated that place. So.
Well, yes, I know. But you see my point. I guess my point is don't be whimsical if you can't pull it off.
Right. And if you're... And otherwise, just do something straight-faced.
Yeah.
Do something that's straightforward. This place, another thing I'm getting more as I look around, it's lacking an identity.
I disagree with that.
What is this place? I'm not really getting when I walk into the other places around here, like Smack Shack. There's a big cauldron of boiling seafood and a very, very open kitchen. You can see the action that's going on, it's lively, and there's stuff going on. And you walk into to Bar La Grasa, and you've got that, again, wide open kitchen, and you got the dark, moody lighting, and you kind of know, I'm here for a serious freaking meal.
Mm-hmm.
Here, I kind of walk in, and it's kind of... The lighting is a little off. I mean, I...
To me,
and maybe I'm dissecting it way farther than
no. I don't think your thinking is wrong. I disagree with your conclusion.
Okay.
It's my
own opinion.
You know, I think this place, it's meant for the beer, and I really think that this is designed to cater to that pre and post game crowd.
Right. But if the beer is not any good, and you have Fulton right here. Like,
yeah, but they can't do food.
They do food all the time.
They do food. At Fulton?
They don't.
Well, they have the food trucks. Yeah, they do the food trucks.
But that's
hard to do in the winter.
It's impossible to do in the winter. But for what this place is going to market itself as come April.
I agree with you there.
I think this particular place,
as it's laid out right now, mm-hmm. I think it's a hard sell, mm-hmm. just because of everything else that's around it. If this was here 3 years ago,
yeah.
I think we would be in a much different place. Before the Smack Shack came in, when did Bar La Grassa come in?
Years. Oh God, it's been. I think they've been open 5 or 6 years.
Yeah. So, but that's a different level.
They predated
than this
the
place.
Stadium.
Okay. Well, they lucked out there, didn't they?
Yeah, they really did.
I can see this place being good. I just think. I don't know. Yeah, I just don't know what you could do. I like the floor plan. I like the feel. If anything, this reminds me of a place that I know you like, which is Boulevard.
Yeah, but Boulevard
is in Minnetonka, which goes back to what we were saying before.
Boulevard has an identity. It's catering to that crowd. Who is this catering to? It's kind of like this could
you
be.
You can pick this up
and transplant it right to where Boulevard is.
But you can't say that this place looks like Boulevard, and that Boulevard has an identity, but this place doesn't. That doesn't make any sense.
Boulevard knows what it is. I think this place doesn't know what it is yet.
I disagree with you.
Okay.
I mean, I see your logic, but I don't agree with it.
I think this place
is trying to be cooler than it is.
Yeah.
That might be the difference that we're talking about, but.
Boulevard is a terrible example because it's incredibly douchey, and I'll be the first one to admit it. We go there because the drinks
You're
are
douchey.
Strong. I am douchey. The drinks are strong. The food is moderately priced and it's good service and it's good.
Yeah,
you know, that's a good value for what you're getting. It's hard to go wrong there. Plus, I can walk home from there, so it's. But I don't know if this place was where Boulevard is. That I would have the same sort of feeling. I don't know.
It's a tricky call.
Yeah, it is. Thank you. Can we get the check?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
thank you.
Blah.
So I think we're very mixed on this place.
I see.
Maybe we're here too soon.
I see the potential.
Yeah.
I think. And we may have to institute a policy, at least for this show, that maybe we don't go to a place the first few months, because every time we go to a new place, we're always disappointed.
Yeah.
I can't think of a place that we were blown away with when it was like brand
new.
Red Cow. That was probably the only one that I can think of.
I think I could go back through a couple of them that where we were like, holy crap, this is amazing. But it is much more on the side of, wow, this needs help, or this needs.
They just haven't figured it out.
They haven't figured it out yet.
Yeah.
Then, just mind blowing.
Okay,
Thank you.
Then just mind blowing and amazing.
Yeah.
So.
Anyway. Well, on that note,
mm-hmm.
Next week we've got the Well Fetties.
Mm-hmm.
I still don't like that name, but
well,
whatever.
Until you come up with something different, that's what they're called.
Yeah, I know. And when this comes out. Actually, probably on Wednesday this week, we'll get the ballot for the listener's choice. Just to remind people, listener's choice, you can vote on anything, even if it's off the ballot. But the restaurant with the most votes will get, won't get any, well, they'll get the award, obviously. But then we're going to randomly pick one of the voters for listener's choice, and they'll get a meal on us at a place of their choosing. So be sure to vote. Be sure to let us know about that, and you won't have a whole lot of time to vote on it, but we'll do what we can.
All right.
So, in the meantime, you can follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/wellfedguide. Wellfedguide to life. Twitter.com/wellfedguidefpg. I'll get this right someday.
No, you won't.
And foursquare.com/wellfedguide to life. And we're also on Instagram for at least the next couple weeks. We're still trying to get our heads wrapped around it. We're not sure if we like it.
We're going to give it a test run while I'm in Mexico.
Yes.
I'm going to try to take as many pictures as I can. And
if you follow us...
Mostly nude.
If you follow us, let us know if you like it or not. Because
right.
if we get a bunch of people saying we don't care or no one
right.
subscribes, then we're just going to ditch it. Regardless, follow us on Instagram, instagram.com/wellfedguide.
Yes.
Until next week. Yeah, because we got next week is Wellfedies, and then we're off for a week, and then we're back.
Yes.
So while you're in Mexico. Although I might try to get a guest on there. So anyway, thank you guys very much for listening, and we'll see you next week.